This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, this talk is going to be the third on the foundation section of the building recovery workshop. So it's part of the first section of the foundation. We've already looked at the idea of solidity and the idea of planning, and now we're going to just look at boundaries. And again, this talk is going to be brief and just basically brush up on anything that you might want to reflect on or feel you didn't quite understand. So first of all, let's ask, why are boundaries so important? If you have a property and you're going to build something on it, then boundaries are hugely important because you're not going to be getting on very well with your neighbours if you put the wall on their property. When you transpose this into a recovery building, then what we're saying is that boundaries are about where your property ends and theirs starts. And this needs to be planned as part of your foundation. It needs to be thought about. So let's have a look at the two mistakes you can make with boundaries. Obviously, you can put your boundary in exactly the right place, but generally speaking, we often don't do this. So the two mistakes are this: we can put the wall too far away from us, or we can put the wall too close to us. And we're just going to briefly look at both of those. When we place our wall too far away, that means that we are thinking of other people's property as actually belonging to ourselves. And this makes us often a bit more controlling or manipulative, because we're trying to manage something that actually should be managed by someone else. It can also make us overly responsible, and we can stress and worry about what someone else is doing because we feel like we should be doing it for them, or it's our responsibility to do it. If you're building your wall too close to yourself, then of course this leads to classic addict behaviour, irresponsibility, not taking responsibility for certain areas of your life, financial areas or self-care and welfare areas. Or it can really be a part of selfish behaviour where you just don't take responsibility for your life. And what you're actually doing is you're making someone else responsible. The classic one is not taking financial responsibility and you're expecting someone else to pay your rent or someone else to pay your bills. So these are the two ways in which boundaries can be really a big part in making us fail at building authentic recovery building. The other thing I want to say about boundaries, which I think is also very important, is the idea that each boundary is particular to a certain relationship. We can talk about boundaries generally, certainly, and as I say, addicts will have a tendency to build their boundaries too close to themselves. Not always, but mostly. But more particularly, we can talk about boundaries in the context of every relationship. Every wall that's ever built is built between one property and another. So whenever you think about your relationships, as we're going to look at as we build the first floor, then you're going to look at where is your boundary built in that particular relationship. That's the important thing, is that, for instance, your boundaries, you may get to a point where your boundaries are perfectly well built in all your relationships except one. Now, if you start thinking too generally, you'll miss that. You'll start to think that, well, my boundaries are pretty good generally, and then you'll miss the idea that in that one relationship, your boundary is in the wrong place. So again, it's a matter of really looking at these things before you start to try and build anything on top of the foundation. So that's the last in these three talks. We'll now move on to the second section, which is the first floor. We've looked at the idea of a recovery is always built on a foundation. That foundation has to be solid. Solid foundation means that nothing anyone can say or do can have you using or acting out. We've looked at the principles of a good foundation, which is solidity, planning, and boundaries. And I hope now that you're convinced that until you've got these sorted, it really isn't worth going on and trying to build anything on top of them. So let's work at that, and let's move on now to the first floor when we're ready to do it. Bye for now.